And welcome to Life Points Drivecast. I'm Mark Shields, one of the campus life pastors at the Westerville campus. And if you're joining us this week, you know that we are in the Now Playing series. And the movie that we discussed this week was How to Train Your Dragon. One of the main characters in the movie, his name is Hiccup. And when you think about hiccups, they're just, you know, they show up at the most annoying times and you try everything, you just can't get rid of them. Well, Hiccup is kind of that person in the movie, especially at the beginning. He's a Viking. He's part of a Viking tribe. His dad is the leader of all the Vikings, and he just seems to mess everything up that he touches. He doesn't live up to any of the expectations, not only of his father, but all the people. And he kind of finds himself in this crisis of who he is, and in a bit of an identity crisis, because he's been made to kill dragons, and he just comes to this realization that he can't. Through a series of events that I won't give away, because I think the movie's good, I hope you kind of check it out. He comes to this moment where he actually sees one of these dragons that he's supposed to kill, and he witnesses the power of this dragon, witnesses how it could just eat him at any given moment. But because of some of the things that he's witnessed, he's not 100% sure. And so there's this moment in the movie where he takes this, you know, big step of faith, and he's standing before this huge fire-breathing dragon, and he puts his hand out and he turns his face away because he's afraid. He knows that he may get eaten, and he puts his hand out, and then all of a sudden the dragon, instead of eating him like all the Vikings would expect, it kind of snuggles up to his hand, and all of a sudden this relationship starts. And so this big step of faith ends up being a part of a relationship that changes Hiccup forever. I won't give it away, but it's pretty amazing to watch how the relationship changes everything. Well, in the same way, our relationship with Christ and a step of faith towards Him, not maybe knowing Him completely whenever that step was for us, maybe when we were younger, or, you know, maybe when we were older, but we had no idea when we took that first step of faith what it actually meant. But we did know that it would change everything. I believe the Holy Spirit kind of prepares us for that, and it has to be real. And honestly, I think it's the interesting thing about the movie is that the step of faith, like, he knows, like, his life could end at that moment. And I really do think that, you know, the Lord kind of lets us know that our lives are in His hand. He created us. He holds our heartbeats. And so it takes a big step of faith. But once we take that step of faith and Christ comes in, we're just changed forever. And so the scripture that we went through in Westerville was Galatians 2:20. And Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And so Paul just has this mic drop moment where he says, "I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. It's Christ that lives in me." The great exchange happens, and the Holy Spirit comes in, and you're just never the same. Relationship with Christ, this real person, God, fully God and fully man, who comes in, you realize who He is, you take this step of faith, you ask Him to become your Lord and your Savior, and He changes everything. You're just not the same. The closest thing that I can parallel to is a marriage. And that is honestly what marriage is supposed to represent. The bride and the groom, and the relationship with God, the head, and this commitment. And the bride, when that step of faith happens, and the guy gets down on one knee and he puts the ring, neither one of them knows what is ahead. But they just know that they want each other forever. And so that commitment is very, very real. And there's a ring that you give that signifies that relationship. In the same way, I think for us, you know, when we've been crucified with Christ and he changes our identity, he gives us the Holy Spirit, we're made new. We have this opportunity to get, you know, baptized. And in a lot of ways, I think baptism is very much like a wedding ring. It's a symbol of what Christ has done with the death, burial, and resurrection, and how he's resurrected us. And we're no longer stuck in our sin, but we've been made new. We're set free in every way. And that relationship changes everything. Just like in a marriage, the relationship changes everything. You know, once you live together and you kind of realize, oh my gosh, I've got to think about this other person all the time. And I didn't realize how selfish I was. And I got to put them before myself. And it changes everything about you. It makes you so much better. And Christ does the same thing. It changes everything about him. But that ring piece that we wear, could you imagine being with your spouse and walking into a certain situation and feeling like this situation may be a place where I need to take off my ring? I don't know if I want the people here to know I'm married, to know the person that's made me better in every way, the person that's changed everything about me. So you could take off your ring. It would hurt. Of course, the person that knows it. And, you know, I think it's kind of hard to hear, and it was hard for me to think about as well. But I think we run into these situations day in and day out where we've been changed by Christ. We're made new. We've been bought by the precious blood of Christ. We've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer we who live, but Christ lives in us. But when we walk into work, we kind of take our relationship with Christ and we kind of take it off, just like a ring. We don't let him into that sphere. Or we hang out with these people that we used to hang out that know us, that knew us before we came to Christ. And we kind of go back into our old ways. And so to speak, we kind of take off that ring. But Christ is with us. The Holy Spirit is in us. I wonder in those moments how that makes him feel. You see, we've been called to be light. And we are in Christ. We are made new. It's 24/7, 365. We've called to be a light in the world. And we represent the best part of us in Christ. He's made us new. He's transformed everything about us. He's forgiven us. He's washed us clean. What a privilege to be called his, to be an heir with him. And sometimes we put him away. We've got to stop doing that. We got to put on Christ in every way, at work, with our friends, sometimes with our families, wherever it's hardest, that's where we can shine the brightest. So I pray that you would just be challenged by that today. Ask God, where do I take you off? Forgive me. I know that we are one. Help me be who you've made me to be all the time, 24/7. Help me be a light. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, you are amazing. You're mighty, wonderful. Lord, we're so thankful that you've been committed to us, so committed that you went to the cross, that you took the punishment of our sin, you washed us clean, you made us new, and we have a forever to think about when one day we'll be with you, and we get to represent you while we're here on this earth in the midst of sin, darkness, and death, and you've called us to be a light. Lord, help us live for you. Help us be a light for you. You are the best part of us in every way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us not be ashamed of you, but be a light for your kingdom forever and always and today. Help us know where to represent you and how. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and I hope you enjoyed the DriveCast.